Welcome to the Poetry Podcast, and welcome to this special series of love letters. This month's episode is a love letter from Emily Dickinson to Susan Gilbert. I have but one thought, Susie, this afternoon of June, and that of you. And I have one prayer only. Dear Susie, that is for you, that you and I, in hand as we e'en do in heart, might ramble away as children among the woods and fields, and forget these many years and these sorrowing cares, and each become a child again. I would it were so, Susie, and when I look around me and find myself alone, I sigh for you again. Little sigh and vain sigh, which will not bring you home. I need you more and more, and the great world grows wider, and dear ones fewer and fewer every day that you stay away. I miss my biggest heart. My own goes wandering round and calls for Susie. Friends are too dear to sunder. Oh, they are far too few. And how soon they will go away where you and I cannot find them. Don't let us forget these things, for their remembrance now will save us many an anguish when it is too late to love them. Susie, forgive me, darling, for every word I say. My heart is full of you, none other than you in my thoughts. Yet, when I seek to say to you something, not for the world, words fail me. If you were here, and oh, that you were, my Susie, we need not talk at all. Our eyes would whisper for us. And your hand fast in mine, we would not ask for language. I try to bring you nearer. I chase the weeks away till they are quite departed, and fancy you have come, and I am on my way through the green lane to meet you, and my heart goes scampering so that I have much ado to bring it back again, and learn it to be patient till that dear Susie comes. 3 weeks. They can't last always, for surely they must go with their little brothers and sisters to their long home in the West. I shall grow more and more impatient until that dear day comes. For till now, I have only mourned for you. Now, I begin to hope for you. I think this love letter is beautiful. I know that for myself, when I feel the most love in my relationship, that all versions of me across all ages love at the same time. My young inner child, my grown woman, my old lady loves all at once. And that love can make me feel childlike, but in the best possible way. And here's to lovers being our best friends. This month's episode is brought to you by Imposter Productions, with performance by Jessica Muna, support by researcher and assistant producer Sharon Sybil Gatt, music by Elephant. Information about how to access this episode's music is available in the description of this episode.